Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How do the corn and beans look? How are the markets? Is the Marion County farmer likely to have a good year? Let's go in depth with Tracy Gaffman with Two Rivers Cooperative, Monroe, Otley, Pella, and Tracy. Well, Tracy, that rain overnight, Thursday night, Friday morning, that was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was, Bob. At this time of year, any water you get is always welcome. You know, I'm hearing reports anywhere from, maybe a little over a tenth to about a half a tenth, or excuse me, about a half an inch across our trade territory. You know, the forecast looks like maybe we got a little more coming Monday, Tuesday next week. The moderate temperatures are certainly helping, and right now everything looks pretty good.
We got off to a slow start, right?
We did get off to a slow start. We did see some stuff go on the ground before the unseasonable snow that we had right there at tulip time. But after that, things kind of slowed down there for a couple of weeks as it continued to rain. But by and large, everything got in the ground. We do have a little bit that probably got prevented planting. But by and large, everything got in the ground and sure looks good at this point in time. You know, we've got a few river bottoms that got a little water on top of them, and we probably lost a little crop ground there. But by and large, this crop looks awful good. It's probably a week, 10 days behind what we would normally expect. Goodness gracious, we're going right into pollination time for the corn right now. Temperatures are moderating into the mid to upper 70s. And to be honest, it just doesn't get a whole lot better than that at this time of year.
And so when do you think harvest will start? What can you guess now?
If I had to guess right now, we may see a little bit of stuff, maybe some of that stuff that went in before the snow back in May, may be ready. I'm going to guess the last week of September, but I think by and large, most of this stuff's going to be probably into that early October time frame this year, a couple weeks later than it was a year ago, but probably in all reality a little closer to normal than what last year was.
Well, now, to my untrained eye, as I drive around looking at the corn, it looks pretty good to me. Does it look good to you?
It sure looks good to me. It's got a really nice dark green color to it. We've got a few, the heat here a couple of weeks ago caused some problems on some side hills and some clay type spots out in the fields. But the biggest share of it looks really, really good. I've spent some time here over the past month and a half doing some traveling. And when I do that, a lot of times I'll take some of the back black tops just to kind of crop look, when I'm going somewhere, if I'm not in a big hurry. This week I just happened to be up to Okoboji, and I took two different routes, one up and one back. And I'll be real honest, I didn't see anything in those travels that I'd trade our crop for. There's some stuff up there in the Boone, Fort Dodge, Algona area. Some of the better parts of the state certainly don't look as good as what our stuff does here right now.
Well, normally they get a little bit better yield, don't they, than us?
Normally that part of the state is about as good as it gets, and there's some good corn up there, don't get me wrong, but there's an awful lot of ponds from this spring that never got planted. There's a lot of fields that a planter never saw. There's bean fields up there that looks like the beans may have not gotten planted till the 1st of July. It looks pretty tough up there in some places, so by and large, we need to be very thankful for what we've got, and looks like we're headed toward what could be a pretty good crop come this fall.
More in depth after this.
I can continued my conversation about crops this year with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative.
Well, now, it just so happens I was talking to a farmer from Fort Dodge area that was on Ragbri, and he was asking me a lot about our rain, and he was saying that they hadn't had much at all, that they were in a little bit of trouble up there, and so that's what you're describing.
Yeah, that's what I'm describing. I saw some cornfields that they were on the verge of starting to go backwards when I went up there Tuesday afternoon. You know, they were starting to tassel out. They had that pineapple look to them, with the leaves all curled up. They had a very dull green color to them. Those fields are going to, they're not going to do very well.
And how are soybeans looking?
You know, soybeans is a tough crop to guess. A year ago, I think here the 1st of August, I could have probably bought every bean field in this area for 35 bushel as we were going through all the heat and drought of last summer. And I think every farmer would have probably sold them to me for 35 bushel. And lo and behold, at the end of the year, we had a much better crop than that. So they're kind of hard to tell, but they look pretty good right now. They're starting to come on. They always seem to be a slow starter. Beans to me... And it's just personal opinion. Beans to me don't look good till the 1st of August any year, and we're starting to see them kind of go into that mid-season bloom, for no better word, that they're really coming on. And I think you know, if we could catch another inch of rain here in about a week or 2 weeks, and then maybe another one tail end of August, things are going to look pretty good.
Did farmers keep in their regular rotation this year, or was anybody changing stuff up based on last year's drought?
I think most of it stayed in the normal rotation. There may have been a few fields that got changed due to this spring's weather, more so than due to last year's drought. You know, there was some stuff that guys switched around where they were going to plant certain fields, just simply because the field was too wet to get the corn in, so they went ahead and planted a different field to corn and waited, and then planted that field to beans. But by and large, I think the crop rotation stayed pretty much the same as what it has been.
And how are corn and bean prices looking now?
It's been a tough week, Bob. It's been a really tough week. We've seen corn prices probably come down a buck and a half this week. Some of that on the board of trade, some of that in basis. I think we've lost about 60, 70 cents in basis this week alone on corn. We were just chatting here a little bit this morning. We actually paid $16 for beans early Monday morning. And I think when we went home last night, we were under 13. So we lost about $3 in the bean market this week also. And probably almost $2 of that was in basis. It's just been a really, really difficult week in the grain marketing trade. You know, from what I'm hearing in talking with some of the large processors in the state on Tuesday at a meeting in Okoboji, they bought a lot of beans Monday morning, so they backed the basis off and they bought more. So they backed the basis off and they bought more. So they backed the basis off and they bought more. And to be honest with you, I think what happened is we may have seen some guys, you know, first of all, realizing that it looks like we got a pretty good crop out there right now. And second of all, looking at the inverse and the lower prices that this fall is going to offer, and deciding that, you know, it's time to get out, because we're almost the 1st of August. There's not a lot of time left in this marketing year. For no better term, I think there was some panic selling going on.
Really?
I think so.
So they thought the prices were going to drop more?
I think they thought, and they did. I mean, you know, some of that panic selling probably started, you know, 30, 40 cents off the high, and now we're $2 off the high. So I guess maybe taking 30, 40 cents less than where we were on Monday, if you took that on Tuesday or Wednesday, you're probably pretty happy here Friday morning when the market's $2 lower than it was Monday morning.
Is the farmer still going to make money on those prices?
I think so. Now, this fall's prices look a little tougher. I think that's going to make... I think it's going to make for kind of a tough fall, to be honest with you. New crop corn and bean prices are still okay. New crop corn prices are under some significant pressure. As we look at the USD acreage numbers and you know, for corn and beans, and there's a lot of people out there questioning those acreage numbers, and we'll get another number from USDA here within the next 30 days. You know, there's a lot of question on where those numbers are at, a lot of question on where the yields are going to come in. But if we come in, you know, even if we lose some acres, and if we still come in with a 150 counted corn crop, we're going to raise this carryout up to well over a billion, probably pushing a billion and a half bushel. And when we have those kind of carryouts, you know, we may see this corn market back off a little bit, but we'll just have to wait and see. You know, my crystal ball is as cloudy as your crystal ball is, and we probably wouldn't, if I knew what the market was doing or going to do, you and I probably wouldn't have this conversation because I wouldn't have to work for a living, but I'm afraid I don't know that, so we'll just have to wait and see.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation about crops this year with Tracy Gathman with Two Rivers Cooperative.
Well, I guess I don't understand all of this. I was reading the other day that it looks like Iowa might have a shortage of corn. We might have to import corn to address demand in our own state.
I think that could be possible as we look here over the next 60 days. With all the livestock that remains in the state of Iowa, and of course that's a great business for ag, and then when we add in all the ethanol facilities across the state and all the corn crushing capacities, we may have to import some corn into the state of Iowa in order to get through until this harvest because of the light crop last year. But if that's the case, you know, that'll happen and we'll move forward. But it wouldn't surprise me if we did import a little bit into the state. That wouldn't surprise me a bit.
I guess that's a mixed blessing now that I'm thinking about it. It's nice to have the need here.
Yeah.
But it'd be also nice to be able to supply it.
Yeah, the biggest thing here in the state of Iowa and the best thing that's happened to ag in a number of years has been the expansion of the ethanol industry and the demands for corn that has created and has helped bolster, you know, first of all, the prices, but the demand is just so great here in the state. You know, we used to export millions and millions and millions of bushels out of the state, and anytime you can take that product, take that corn, convert it to something else, and you know, have a higher valued end product, that's always great for economic growth here in the state of Iowa, and the ethanol industry has helped fuel that that growth and has done really well for the economics across the state.
And every once in a while I hear somebody pushing that ethanol mandate needs to end.
I don't think we're going to see that happen. The use of ethanol has grown so much now, I just don't see it happening. You know, it's an environmental issue. It's a good economic benefit for the state of Iowa. There's just too many positives to it for the renewable fuel standard to be taken away, and I just don't see it happening. I think it'll stay there for a long time to come.
Well, and as you talk to farmers now, what are they doing? What are they working on?
At this time of the year, probably spending a little time, if they do have any grain left in the bins, getting the bins cleaned out, you know, getting the equipment tuned up here, tuned up there. Yeah, it's kind of a slow time, you know, keeping an eye on the crops, you know, getting prepared because, you know, as we talked earlier, Bob, you know, the older I get, the faster time passes me by. And,
It's almost 1st August, and if harvest is 1st October, we're 60 days away. And I guarantee you that 60 days is going to pass pretty quickly. And I'm sure the school kids are probably thinking that too, because I remember when we used to get to the 4th of July and, summer's half over. Well, yeah, once it was half over, it seemed like the second half went faster than the first half did. So I think you'll see a lot of equipment probably starting to come out of the shed here in the next 30 days. Guys getting things ready for harvest and preparing to get this crop brought in this fall.
Well, and your staff must be preparing too.
Right now, we're working on getting a lot of stuff moved out. We're still finishing up some stuff, some weed controls and some insect controls, and also some micronutrient applications for this crop year. But our attention here in the next 30 days will turn pretty quickly to getting ready for fall harvest, making sure all of our bins are ready and that we're prepared to take this harvest in as quickly as what we can.
And it's going to look like a good harvest to you.
I think so. I think it's going to be a good one, and we're preparing for the best, to be honest with you. I've always been told that if you prepare for the best, nothing will surprise you when you get there. So we're gonna be prepared to take in what we think is going to be a really good harvest and do the best we can to get that done.
Thanks to Tracy Gaffman for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.